I'm reading now again from my translation. And there was given me a reed like a rod, saying, rise and measure the temple, or the holy place of God, and the altar, and them that worship therein, and the court which is without the temple, cast out, and measure it not. For it's given to the nations, that is, to the Gentiles, and the holy city shall they tread underfoot 42 months. So that period that the Lord Jesus said that Jerusalem shall be trodden down of the Gentiles until the times of the Gentiles be fulfilled. Now, a great many people thought when Israel got Jerusalem, well, that was it. Well, it wasn't it, because to begin with, Jerusalem is still trodden down of the Gentiles. And all you have to do is to go over there and walk down the streets of the old city. And if you see a Jew, you let me know, because I didn't see any myself. All other races are there today. All other Christian groups are all over the place. They built holy places everywhere in the old city of Jerusalem. So that Jerusalem is trodden down. But now when you get into the Great Tribulation period, you've come apparently to the last half of it. Why, the times of the Gentiles will run out in 42 months. Now, that's one half of the Great Tribulation period. Now, we're told here that he was given a reed like a rod. Now, every time you see the beginning of measurements in either Old or New Testament, it indicates that God is beginning to deal with the nation Israel. Now, that was true in Zechariah, the second chapter. It was true in Jeremiah, the 31st chapter. And I'm not going to turn there because we have studied that rather recently. Now, we find here that this reed is like a rod. Well, a rod is used by a shepherd. And it says in Psalm 2:9, thou shalt break them with a rod of iron. Thou shalt dash them in pieces like a potter's vessel. Now, that's for chastisement and judgment. So what we're dealing here with is a measurement of time given for the times of the Gentiles, and then judgment will come upon them. Now, the rod is also for comfort. Psalm 23:4 says, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I'll fear no evil, for thou art with me, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. So that we have both judgment and solace in this chapter here. And he mentions the temple of God. And it's limited to the holy place. Actually, that's the literal here. And the holy of holies. In other words, the temple of God places us back on Old Testament ground. For there's no temple given to the church. In fact, the church is a temple of the Holy Spirit today. That is, believers are, not a building. And Paul says that in Ephesians 2:21-22, in whom all the building, fitly framed together, groweth unto a holy temple in the Lord, in whom ye also are builded together for a habitation of God through the Spirit. Now, the altar here refers to the golden altar of prayer. The altar for burnt offering was not in the temple proper. It was in the outer court. Now, even the worshipers here were to be measured, if you noticed. He was told to rise and measure not only the holy place and the altar, and them that worship therein. They are measured. And God does count the number of those who worship him. And so here, the court which is without the temple, throw out. And that excludes all that does not belong to the temple proper. The altar of burnt offering would be on the outside, and also the brazen laver. And since the altar was a picture of the cross of Christ, it would seem to mean that the gospel of the cross of Christ will still be available to all mankind during the intensity of this brief crisis. It's not to be measured, you see, because it'll still be available. And it's given to the nations, but it's limited to the 42 months of the Great Tribulation period. And as we've said, that confirms the words of the Lord Jesus. Now, 42 months is the period identified with the last half of the Great Tribulation period. And this is repeated again in the 13th chapter of Revelation, verse 5, for instance. And I think I'll turn there. It says, "There was given unto him a mouth speaking great things and blasphemies, and power was given unto him to continue 42 months. That's the last half of the reign of Antichrist here upon this earth. Now, that 3.5-year period is mentioned again in the 12th chapter, verse 14 also. Probably ought to read that. "And to the woman were given 2 wings of an eagle, that she might fly to the wilderness and to a place where she's nourished for a time and times and half a time." That's 3.5 years from the face or the presence of the serpent. And this actually goes back to Daniel. Daniel had a great deal to say about this period of time. For instance, in Daniel 7:25, "He shall speak great words against the Most High." Now, that's Antichrist that'll do that. "And he shall wear out the saints of the Most High." And until Antichrist comes, we preachers are the ones that wear out the saints. Wear out the saints of the Most High, "and think to change times and laws, for they shall be given into his hand until a time and times and the dividing of times." That's 3.5, and it is 3.5 years. Because, again, over in the 12th chapter, we are given this in the book of Daniel. I think I'll just turn over and read that. "And from the time that the daily sacrifice shall be taken away, and the abomination that maketh desolate set up, there shall be 1,290 days. And that is 3.5 years. So that we have Daniel speaking of this also. And again, if you want another reference in Daniel, over in the 9th chapter of the book of Daniel, at verse 27, it says, "He shall confirm the covenant with many for 1 week." And again, that's Antichrist. "And in the midst of the week, he shall cause the sacrifice and the oblation to cease." Now, that week of Daniel is 7 years, as we saw when we studied. "And for the overspreading of abominations, he shall make it desolate until the consummation, and that determined shall be poured upon him." So that we have now this 7-year period, which is the 70th week of Daniel. And we went into that quite thoroughly when we were in the book of Daniel.